This is superconductivity. Okay. We're going to go through this pretty fast this time because we've already gone through it once. But I think that this sequence is explanatory and helps everybody with it. And I think we've got two screens. Yeah. Okay. This article is from Scientific American. It's called Microclusters. If we could raise it up and read the reference so everybody's got that. It's Scientific American, December 1989. Scientific American. And it says, small aggregates of atoms constitute a distinct phase of matter. Their chemistry, at once highly reactive and selective, has possible applications in catalysis, optics, and electronics. Divide and subdivide a solid, and the traits of its solidity fade away one by one like the features of the Cheshire Cat, to be replaced by characteristics that are not those of liquids or gases. They belong instead to a new phase of matter, the microcluster. Microclusters consist of tiny aggregates comprising from two to several hundred atoms. They pose questions that lie at the heart of solid-state physics and chemistry and the related field of material science. How small must an aggregate of particles become before the character of the substance they once formed is lost? And how might the atoms reconfigure themselves if freed from the influence of matter that surrounds them? Now, this is the key sentence here, people. How might the atoms reconfigure themselves if freed from the influence of the matter that surrounds them? Now, most of us were taught that an atom is an atom. And if it's in a metal, it has nearest neighbors, and if it's by itself, it's naked. But it still is the atom. Well, in fact, that isn't true. There are atoms that when you free them from the nearest neighbors, they actually reconfigure themselves. They change their nature. They are not the same atom they were before. Okay, let's go to the next slide. This is a reference from Solid State Physics and the Liquid State by the Xerox Research Facility.